not freak out. Freak out.
Well, I'm not freaking out yet, but.
It sounded like a little bit.
No. I said I wasn't panicking. I said I wasn't freaking out. But I'm monitoring the situation. I mean, to me, it matters how the quarterback looks in practice. Of course it does. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Hugh not freaking out on the performance, but more freaking out on the perceived media spinning things the wrong way. This guy's unbelievable.
No, I'm just saying it's the greasing of the skids. Not necessarily they're spinning it the wrong way, but it's...
But what skids would they grease? Grease a skid?
I think the level of scrutiny is a lot higher than it's been in the past because it's not like we're new to this. This is not like his first year being in a new offense. He's been in a new offense the last 3 years.
But would you acknowledge this one is the biggest departure from anything?
So we've been told.
No.
Well, the fact that, I'll give you this, Joe. The fact that there's been reports that he's been under center a lot more.
Yes, just that.
And the fact that, there's been reports. Now, we also know that a lot of times Jalen doesn't like to be under center because he wants to see the whole field.
Right, yeah.
So now, it's more of an adjustment than anything.
Totally.
He has to adjust to being able to come from under center, mm-hmm. turn around, and then adjust to seeing what he's seeing. That's the first day. I think that it's a little bit heavy-handed because it's the first day of him being in a situation where now he's dropping back and he has to survey the field.
So I agree with you on that. And I do think this is a process. And that's why the conversation is really about this summer. It's not just about yesterday, right? Mm-hmm. Yesterday is one particular practice.
And to be fair, the reporters can write what they want to write. I just feel like, wow, that's kind of a lot for the first day.
But let me ask you this. Would you say it's a lot if Jalen was lights out yesterday and Elliott or Jimmy Kemsky or Jeff McClain wrote, Jalen had a great day. Ball placement was perfect. Reads were on time. You wouldn't say that's heavy-handed. It's got to work both ways.
You're right, but I would take it with a grain of salt.
That's fine.
Take it with a grain of salt. That's why I'm taking this with a grain of salt.
Okay.
And I'm also pointing out that it just feels like, wow, this ain't the first year he's been in a new offense. Just feels a little different.
But this is the first time we wonder, can he do this
totally,
offense?
Totally agree. Yeah.
Isn't this the biggest change in offense that he's ever had?
Ever. Right, yeah.
I mean, the players have told us year after year, it's the same offense.
Mm-hmm.
Just different play caller, maybe. This time, it's everyone telling us it's an entirely different offense.
No, yeah. I mean, and like I said, that's fair. But yesterday was the first day of him actually trying to implement something new.
I agree. And that's why I think it's okay right now that he struggles.
Okay.
But I'm not going to pretend that if we start getting closer to preseason in August and we're hearing that it's continuing in camp, it matters.
That's a different conversation. Now, if Jalen looks a couple weeks from now when training camp starts, like he looked yesterday, now we have a problem.
So to me, I'll say it like this. Think of it like the first quiz or test in the marking period, right? Mm-hmm. Like we have all the way, like the final exam on this isn't until, I guess the end of training camp and the start of the season. That's when it all really begins. But starting yesterday is when you start getting those quizzes. You start getting those quizzes, pop quizzes, a test here and there. And to me, I'm going to add it all together, and then I'm going to have a grade by the end of training camp. Like, all right, I feel pretty good. All right, Jalen's gotten this down. He's comfortable, and he's throwing with timing and rhythm, and there's limited turnovers, and he's hitting people on stride. That's what I'm hoping for. And then we go into the season, and I'll have optimism. But, if it's a lot of this, then I'm going to say, what was this training camp? Where is he right now compared to where he needs to be? 215-592-9494. Does it matter to you how Jalen Hurts looks in training camp in this summer with all these practices? It does to me. Hugh out here blaming the media. Okay, before we go any further. You did it. I didn't do that. Can we hear from some of the players yesterday after practice? Let's start with Jalix Hunt. He's part of a defense that is getting the better of the offense right now, but Jalix says, just watch out for this offense. It's coming.
The offensive guys have been talking about, obviously, running a new offense. What's it look like from the other side? I mean, is it, can you tell you're going against a new offense? Is it tougher to know what's coming?
Man, I won't tell you anything about our offense. But what I will say is it's going to be dangerous. The people we have on that side of the ball is second to none in the league. They're second to none in the league. You have a powerful running back, a very capable quarterback who commands the team, commands the offense very well. We have a great receiving core just added with Lemon. So, it's pieces, firepower everywhere. So, for any team, for us, you don't know what's coming. You don't know who can strike. A lot of times in the NFL, you have a ranking list of who we need to stop. But when you have an offense like ours, you stop one, then it's just a matter of time when the next one is going. So That's what I'd say about our offense right now.
Well, that was good to hear. A couple things I thought, Hugh, listening to Jalen there. Number one, good to hear, and he's obviously confident in the guys they have. Mm-hmm. Second thing is, I think it's kind of interesting that they put him at the podium first day of mandatory minicamp.
That's the guy you want to hear from.
Well, but in the past, he was way down the
He was
the
like
list.
A cog in the wheel. He wasn't, yeah, one, of the, he wasn't like, one of the main cogs.
It feels like he's growing up in front of our eyes, right? Like,
oh, he getting, yeah.
He's getting the treatment of, we got to send a defensive player out there.
He that dude.
Send Jalen Sun out.
That's pretty cool.
Look, I think he's one of the more underrated players we have here.
Definitely.
I think we're almost not realizing how much he's grown in 2 years. So it was cool to hear from. Also cool to hear from Lane Johnson, who we really hadn't heard from the entire offseason, right? There were the questions of if he was going to retire, what the heck happened with his foot last year. Let's hear Lane Johnson here talking about the new offense.
You said that the offense, you hope that the offense won't be as stagnant as mm-hmm. it was last year. What do you see now, both on the field and in the classroom, that gives you the confidence that it won't?
Yeah, it's just different points of emphasis. I think run game is, you know, you have the ability to stretch it front side, but also the running back has the ability to read backside blocks more than maybe what we did in previous years. So I just think it's, for us, it really does a good job of allowing us to run. We have a lot of athletic guys up front, so being able to stretch the field, make the D tackles run, make the linebackers run, cover all this ground, and then I think setting up with a play action is just going to be it's going to be a whole lot tougher to distinguish what we're doing, a whole lot harder to catch on tails with stuff that we're doing. So I think this stuff is a lot easy. You know, we can disguise it more. And, yeah, just I've watched this system, Kubiak, Shanahan's style of offense, you know, from afar, and I've always envied wanting to, you know, be a part of it. So here I am after all these years getting a chance. Not to say that we're going to be better, but, you know, there's a lot to learn, but I think we have the ability to be more than what we were last year, be a lot more than what we were in the run game. And I think it's going to open up the pass game, too.
What'd you hear? what do you got?
No, I'm hearing him talking about he's talking about how, you know, they're going to – like the blocking scheme. Hmm? That's what really jumped out to me was the blocking scheme in all of this and how it's going to allow you with certain sets you have and certain looks that you have – that you're going to be able to disguise a lot. I feel like this is going to be, you know, one of those offenses. It's going to be a lot of pulling. It's going to be a lot of misdirection. That's what it feels like. When he was talking about that, guys, you know, pulling, well, not pulling, but he said guys being athletic and getting down the field and stuff, I thought about traps, CTOs, wrong shoulder and stuff. Like when the defensive end has to sit on the line and the tackle blocks down, and you have to look and see what's coming. You don't want a knife in there too fast because it might be a bootleg or something.
Mm-hmm.
Just a lot of brain wrestling at the line of scrimmage. That was the first thing I thought of. And when you asked me, that's why I was like, man, it just took me back into that mode. Like, not so much like the D tackles. Those are the ones that are probably going to get most of that work because you're talking about crossing blocks and all the other stuff. That's what immediately jumped in my head when I heard him talking.
Yeah, well, and you mentioned bootleg there. I mean, Jalen's legs could play off of that, right?
Yes.
You have to be wary of that. So I that was interesting, your perspective. I heard, when I heard him talk about how he was almost watching from afar with this kind of offense, right, Shanahan, Kubiak,
mm-hmm.
and saying he wished he could do that. Doesn't it feel like the way they talk, they realized the league caught up to all these years of the way they were running
offense?
Yeah,
they got stagnant.
They got stagnant.
They knew that. But...
and they had no answers last year. They got stagnant. Everyone knew it was coming, and they got crushed.
You can't get comfortable. And I've always said that in order to be successful, you had to be comfortable being uncomfortable. And you've heard people talk about in the past, and they said it, and they've tried to be nice about it, but like, hey, man, we're the same. You got to evolve and change mm-hmm. every year. And that's what I got from yesterday. For Jalen, this is his uncomfortable time. But it's just the first day. So as he goes through this, I fully expect him to go out there today and have a better day than he had yesterday. Now, how much better? Don't know. It might not be a giant leap. It might be a small leap.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be a better day than it was yesterday.
All right, let's hear one more from Lane talking about Sean Mannion, his impressions of the new Eagles offensive coordinator.
First impressions of Sean Mannion, the way he changed.
Man, super smart guy. So he played with Isaac in college at Oregon State. So I obviously asked Isaac about him. But, you know, him being here at this age, you're not going to be here without a, you know, brilliant offensive mind. But he's very good with players, very personable. And, yeah, I mean, we see you know, what his vision is, and we're still picking up, you know, learning, you know, stuff through film and, you know, way Green Bay did it when he's in Green Bay, but he's very good, very assertive, very big on communication. So, you know, we're just getting started. We'll turn it up more in training camp, but yeah, I'm just really, really excited what we could be and what this offense could be.
I mean, it sounds like across the board, Mannion has made a good first impression
optimism.
On all of them.
Yep. Yeah, optimism.
Well, I mean, of course, and then you take the fact that last year was so rough for them that this is, they're probably even more interested in buying in on this. Like, let's just go. Let's go with this new offense.
I totally agree.
You're right over there?
Yes.
Why are you laughing?
I'm just laughing. I'm just happy to be here.
I'm just happy to be here. All right. Happy to be here, but now we got to talk to Jay in West Philly. What's up, Jay?
Hey, Hugh.
Yo.
Those gummies you take, are they prescription?
The gummies? No, I don't take. I'll take prescription gummies.
You need
gummies.
To get a prescription for dealing with this knucklehead every day.
Mm-hmm. Who am I dealing with, Jay?
Ahab over there.
I just wanted to hear you say Ahab.
So Jay, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how. All right, Jay, it doesn't matter how the quarterback plays in practice this summer.
He goes, hey, you. He sat there and played the tapes of a Hall of Fame tackle saying they learning. He excited his new stuff. We ain't get it all yet, but we still learning. He acted like Jalen the only one that got to learn the offense.
No, I'm not. Now go back on hold because we're gonna have to. All right, we're gonna have to make some changes here, Jay. If you want to be part of the show, you have to have a conversation. Like nobody wants to hear you just ramble. Nobody. So if you want to go back and forth, we'll do it. But like I'm not listening to the Jay and West Philly show for five whole minutes. So if you have something to say, say, and then we'll go back and forth. I never said he's the only one. In fact, last week I said this is on everyone. The offensive line is brand new blocking scheme. Saquon's never done this. He was calling Todd Gurley. The receivers, it's on all of them. Specifically, does it matter to you how Jalen looks in practice? That's what we're discussing. Jay, you got the floor now.
You didn't say it was everybody. You just come on, Jalen's this bad in practice. He got to play with other people, right or wrong. Ahab, you the only one on offense playing?
Does it matter to you how he plays in practice? Everyone knows he's not, Jay. Like, why do you...
Okay, then, so why do you come on talking about, oh, Jalen looked bad in practice?
Well, he did.
The receiver went the wrong route because he's learning a new scheme.
Oh, so now we've arrived to the portion of the excuse program. I got you, yeah.
No, listen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Listen, Ahab, mm-hmm. you got the ability to hit the pause button. Let me talk because you're spewing nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
The stupid stuff that you're sitting there saying. You sat there and played the tapes. The players saying that they learning something new, they're excited. The defensive player that you lost and came on there and said they got weapons coming from all over the place. Now what's your response to that?
Does it matter to you how Jalen Hurts looks in practice this summer? It's a yes
you
or no.
You keep going back to Jalen. What's your fascination, Jalen?
I'm gonna break some news to you. Ready for this? He's the quarterback of the Eagles and the most important player.
So that's the fascination, Jay.
That's the fascination.
But you don't want. But the Hall of Fame right tackle sitting there, he learned in the same offense, and he said we still learning. But that's nothing to you.
No, I said I expect struggles. So I'm saying starting today, today's practice, yesterday, July 28th, 29th, 30th, August 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th. Does it matter to you day to day how Jalen looks? If it doesn't, Jay, just say it doesn't. If it does, say it does. Which is it?
Just like when that's just like when you came from Knights. Right or wrong?
Just like when I came from Knights? Explain.
Didn't you work at Nighttime?
Yes, I did.
With producers and all that?
Absolutely.
So when you came up to the midday, that was something new, right? You had to learn it, right?
Yeah, totally. I think it's a good analogy. Sure.
All right, then.
Sure.
Why can't he learn this stuff? You saying he can't learn it?
No, I didn't say
it.
No, you're again, as every one of our conversations, you're misunderstanding the conversation. No, I mean, the hold button is where you go. You're misunderstanding the conversation. I never said there won't be ups and downs, and I never said he can't learn something. My perspective is, I think this summer really matters for Jalen. How he looks, how he transitions through this, and hopefully gets better every day. I'm not just going to have my head in the sand and say, if he's bad all summer, it's no big deal. Just like if he's good all summer, I will still, that's a big deal. That's great. That means he's moving quickly through this. And maybe he's really going to nail this when the season starts. The question is, does it matter to you how he performs in practice this summer? Because we got a lot of people out there, a lot of eyeballs, saying he didn't look good so far. That's the conversation. I will give you one more shot, Jay, before we're done with today.
So So now the summer is consisted of one day.
Okay, we're done. I mean, I just the inability to have just a reasonable conversation is bananas. Yeah.
It's a masterclass at just missing the point.
I mean, that's it's
that's classic Jay.
There's never been anyone like him. There never will be anyone again.
Well, thankfully.
And I blame Hugh for it. All right, 215-592-9494.
Hugh tells people to live their truth.
No, because I sense Douglas has more to say today. He's giggling over there. I can see it in his eyes.
He's a little muzzled today.
I know.
What's going on?
Well, because there's a Dalton thing to him today. This it's been an Andy Dalton week for you.
No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, this weather's nice.
Okay. What do you want to say that you won't say?
I ain't got nothing to say.
Just say it.
I ain't got nothing to say.
What are you worried about?
I ain't worried about nothing.
Oh, you're worried about the Jalen people.
No, I ain't worried about the Jalen nice. I ain't said nothing.
I know. I think I know why.
What?
Mm-hmm. You're worried about the Jalen people.
I sleep good at night.
Mm-hmm.
I sleep good. I'm not worried about nobody's thinks about my taste. I'm just listening.
It's
nothing for me to say. I ain't got nothing to say.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're a talk show host. So.
Yeah. I mean, well, I have to say, but I'm not. You know, I ain't got nothing to say.
Okay. Well, maybe you have something to say about this. We do have a prize to give away, so we can do that now. Because now I need to breathe here after talking to Jay.
Jay gets in.
Well, 10:45, Jay. I need to warm up to that nonsense.
He is brutal. Dude.
Well, it's not even that he disagrees with me. We're not even having the same conversation. What are you talking about, man? All right. Can we give away these tickets? Well, it might take some time, but we're going to try. We have a pair of tickets. Tomorrow night, the Mylotta Family Foundation launch concert ticket giveaway. We got two tickets tomorrow night. Doors open 6 p.m. Stateside Live. And look, special appearance by Cooper DeJean, Saquon, Lane Johnson, ton of other players. StatesideLive.com for your tickets, or you can win them with a game we call Hughes Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hughes Clues. Hughes Clues and you.
All right, you know, I love this game, and I love the fact that, you know, this gets the competitive juices flowing. So I'm going to make this one kind of easy for you today. It's going to be real easy. So the first clue is this. This is a decades-old franchise.
Decades-old franchise.
Yes.
Okay, that's an interesting clue. Yeah. I mean, that could open up to a lot of different franchises.
I actually think it's a very solid clue.
Yeah, okay.
Relative.
I mean, I'm interested in today. Yeah, well, it's all relative.
You got to kind of listen to the show.
That's already a struggle for a lot of people.
Yeah. Do you think listening to the show are going to lead people to today's answer?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah,
I don't know if we've talked about this before.
I don't think we have.
Well, we I like to give context clues.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And sure. I always, this is not the first time that I've alluded to context clues when it comes to Hughes Clues.
That's true.
And, you know, I gave a few, you know, at the beginning of the show.
Well, all you need to know about people's ability to listen to the show is that they think we're freaking out about how he played yesterday.
But that wasn't
which we're not at all.
No, we just have different views on it. I, for one, just thought it was a little heavy-handed. Is that the word I want to use? Heavy-handed. It was a little over the top.
Foul play on the reporting.
But how should it be reported?
Well, because
if you were there, right? Let's say,
you know what?
Report only the good things.
You watched Jalen throw interception and throw over Devontae Said. How would you frame the people?
You know what, Joe? You're right. They are giving it to the people the way that they see it. But it's also the way it was written, like, you know, keywords, like trigger words, like struggling. I guess it is a struggle, but it's like, hey, Jalen threw a pick. First year in offense, you know, yada, yada, yada. I would have probably worded it different.
But doesn't that sound like excuses?
It's not an excuse.
I'm wondering.
It's, you know what it is? And I'll be totally honest with you. It's the former player in me knowing that
And we're back.
It's the former player in me knowing that the offense is going to be behind. And it was something that Jalen Hunt said. He sees the vision. Like, even though the offense isn't playing well, they're picking him off left and right, they see the vision. Now, it's hard, like, and I'm not trying to you know, jump on the reporters because they're reporting what they see. But it's certain things during the practices that I feel like you just can't pick up on because you're not a part of it. Not trying to, you know, say that, you know, you got to play football or whatever. I'm not Ryan Clarking anybody. But there's a lot of nuance that goes into getting the offense to where it's going. And it's just interesting to me that the guys out there that are in it, they see the vision.
Yeah.
But it just not, it hasn't been implemented yet. That's
I guess for me, there's enough evidence of Jalen playing really well in practice, even in new offenses. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, so if he's done that before, why not this time?
Yeah. And it, because I, the first thing that jumps in my mind that I'm thinking about is for him, knowing that there has been reports that he's uncomfortable mm-hmm. being under center. So for me, that's kind of like, you know, when you step back and you turn around and now you have to surveil the field and see where people are going instead of just watching
it
unfold. So that, like, I guess the biggest thing for him right now is the way he processes stuff. He has to speed mm-hmm. up. He has to speed up that computer. Yep. You got to speed up his
and
process.
To be clear, I don't think that he struggled yesterday is a big deal. Not yesterday. But I do think that this summer, every practice, it all matters. Like, to me, how Jalen looks, how the offense looks today, through training camp, you add it all together, like a semester of school, it matters. It's not just, you know, like, for, you know, some quarterbacks, some schemes, some teams, some quarterbacks that have been in schemes for a long time, it's like, ah, whatever. I don't need to read a single practice report unless there's an injury. Just wake me up on September 13th. I'm sure that team will move the football. That's not how I feel about this year, this team, this quarterback, this scheme. This matters. Every day, stacking good days matters. All right, Elliot's going to join us coming up. He was there yesterday. He'll tell us more about what he saw from Jalen and the offense's take on all this. Will Hugh grill Elliot on his reporting after what he did to all the reporters?
Too much, yeah, I, like the only one I have respect for is Elliot. So I'm just going to ask him.
The only Eagles reporter that he has respect for.
You're starting
is Elliot.
A war with the Beats.
I like Marcus Hayes too, though, but he's low at the top sometimes. he's a lot.
Hold on, didn't you fix Jeff McClain in his podcast?
Oh, yeah, I did. Jeff owes me. He owes me money because he's doing well right
now. Nobody owes you anything.
Money.
All right.
Jeff owes me
but, money. But still no respect. Right, I mean, enough. You said Elliot's the only one you respect.
Those three. And after that.
Owes you money. You're out of your mind. 215-592-9494. Midday Show, your guest for Hughes Clues on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The world's biggest soccer tournament has arrived, and you could trade the entire tournament on Kelce. On Kelce, you can trade every match from the opening stage all the way to the final. Right now, Spain is trading at 17.9% to win the entire tournament, which means a $100 bet right now on Spain to win it all, $100 trade on Spain to win it all right now, it would pay out well over $500. All right, so right now on Kelce, you're trading against peers in a live market, meaning there's no house. And as the probability changes, you could buy in and out of your position. For a limited time, download the Kelce app and use code GIGLIO to get $10 when you trade 10. KALSHI. Kelce, trade the beautiful game.